This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Commerce Department came out with a new report today on the American export economy. Exports, the report says, are responsible for more than 11 million jobs in this country. We got Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker on the line earlier today to talk about it. Before we got going, though, we were chatting, Secretary and I, about the last time she was on back in January and what I've been up to since. Here's a little peek behind that curtain for you. I saw your boss in the Oval Office a couple of months ago, so that was good.
Good, good. Yeah. Well, that's better hobnobbing.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't want to drop names, but okay. All right, so name dropping done. I went on to ask the secretary about those 11 million jobs, specifically what kinds of jobs they are.
Well, there's all kinds of jobs. Of the goods export, 88% of them are manufacturing jobs that are created. Those are good jobs. But in general, the exporting jobs that are being created pay 13 to 18% more than the average job. And we're very excited about that. And 1.6 million Americans have new jobs since 2009 because of exports.
One of the things we talked about last time, speaking of who is doing these jobs, is immigration reform. We had you on in January, and I asked you about the prospects for immigration reform, and you said, I'm confident, this is almost a quote, I'm confident it'll be done in the first half of this year. Mm. I'm going to give you the opportunity for a mulligan here, Madam Secretary.
Well, you know, the reason for supporting immigration reform has not gone away. First of all, we have a moral responsibility to deal with the 11 million undocumented individuals living in our country. But we also have an economic opportunity that comes with immigration reform. If you look from a more technology and STEM standpoint, we know that over 50% of students in the STEM fields, that in most STEM fields that are getting a master's or PhD, are immigrants. So this is crazy. We're educating all of these terrific young people. They're here in the country, and if they want to stay, why shouldn't we encourage them to stay? It would be good for our businesses, too. They need this kind of talent. I know where we're at, but I believe that pragmatism and the reality will win out over the day and that we will get some kind of action on immigration reform.
I won't ask you to speak for your boss, but do you anticipate that action to be executive action from the White House most likely after the election? Yeah.
Well, you know what? Since you hang out with my boss, I'll let you ask him that question.
Oh, come on. It
but
was just
rather,
once,
I want to stay focused on exports today because, you know, we have such great momentum going with our exports. You know, there are cities in this country, Youngstown, Detroit, Kansas City, you know, where 100% of the growth since 2009 has come from exporting.
One of the things that happens when exports are a topic of conversation, especially recently, is that the Export-Import Bank comes up, that government agency mm-hmm. that helps basically finance exports for a lot of American companies. There is a great political brouhaha now in Washington about whether or not to renew the charter when it comes due. Why do we need the government to be helping in this way?
Well, it's absolutely imperative that we reauthorize the Export-Import Bank, and I'll tell you why. 60 other countries have Export-Import Banks. The Export-Import Bank, over the last 5 years, has supported the creation of 1.2 million jobs in the United States. We can't afford not to have this tool in our tool chest.
I asked this question against the backdrop of an economy that's growing at 4.2% on an annualized rate, we learned last week.
Isn't that exciting? It's
great news. But here's the thing, and to your report this afternoon, you can't export your way to growth, right? Because everything we export, somebody else has to be buying. And with the dollar at highs and with slowdowns in Europe and over in Asia, how confident are you that this export-led growth can continue?
You know what? I am confident. We have doubled exports to over 30 countries around the world. There are a lot of countries that want our goods and services. And one of the things we want to do is help our companies export because that'll continue to support the kind of GDP growth that we've been seeing.
Penny Pritzker, she is the Secretary of Commerce. Madam Secretary, thanks very much for your time, ma'am.
Kai, thank you so much.